whether you're getting away or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Back on deck. We'll get to you in just a moment. Dangerous Dave.
Mick, Jane, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Oh, it's a Friday.
Yes.
Oh, baby.
Hooray.
We are hours away from the sexiest drinks of the week. But no, Friday knockoffs. Bring it on, like a ding-dong.
Excellent,
hey,
yeah.
Before we get there, though, so much to get through. Clown of the week, up on blocks, it's full as a gook.
It is. Awkward moments. There's been one on television today.
Is there ever?
Oh, it's a doozy.
It's what I call the final nail in the coffin.
Oh, no, it's pretty tricky, but you know what?
It's dead on arrival.
We have had our own awkward moments, so we thought we'd better, you know.
Oh, that hard to believe.
You reckon?
Good luck trying to find one.
All right. You've got your GoFundMe page
ready and up and running
to go.
Last week's was a cracker.
Oh, and yes, it
500
was.
Bucks.
Yeah.
I'm out of my own pocket. Well, kind of.
That's right. It was the Toblerone-shaped sausage.
Toblerone-shaped sausage.
Really quite clever.
Wowee. It is. Okay,
don't say it. Just say my...
Your former boyfriend.
Oh, no.
He's now going out with the Bachelorette. Dr. Chris Brown will be on deck to answer all questions. Oh. You need to find out. Don't be frosty.
I don't need to do anything.
Don't be frosty.
We've got to ask it.
Stop it.
Hey, well...
I'll tell you what we've done.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Well, a few years ago, we sent young James, who works on our show, our young producer, to Sexpo.
I think he was 13.
I think he was... Well, it's a return visit.
And you see what he's learned over the journey.
See if he's as traumatised as he was last
time. He'll be in to talk about that. I believe he's coming with presents from Sexpo.
Oh, no, really?
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Much to get through. But let's start with what I believe to be the greatest racing scandal since fine cotton.
Scandal?
This is a scandal.
Why is it a scandal?
Oh, Jane.
I'm back fresh from... First of all, can I say, I am still on a high from having a horse in Oaks Day.
Has it finished yet?
You can be as cynical as you like.
Well, I will be.
And there's a little bit of envy, I think, amongst this room.
Envy?
About who had a runner in the Oaks, which was very exciting.
Well, runner's probably overplaying it.
All right, well.
Kind of hobbled across.
She didn't do her best, and I have an explanation.
Well, I'm calling it a racing scandal. Oh. I think the fix was in. This is a horse.
You didn't put $1,000
on it. Listen, this
did
horse
you?
Started at about 300-1. By the time it raced, it was 50-1.
Yeah. It's come right in.
Something was going on course.
Yeah.
Michelle Payne wasn't riding in any other races.
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting something's up.
Hey. Now, you've got to be very
careful.
Apparently,
there was a loose saddle. And then, of course, there was.
It's easy to say. Is that because she's a woman? Just because she's a female jockey, is this what everyone's heading to?
Played the woman card.
How dare
you hide behind Michelle Payne's skirts after everything she's done?
Yeah. I'm just saying. What are you going with? We don't have the race, though, do we? You don't want to.
We've got it here.
Oh, really?
Now, when we say race, some of them were racing, others didn't show a great deal of interest. Jane, what's the name of your horse?
Victory Approach.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell
it's
you.
It's Victory then. Approach. Mm-hmm. Listen out for Victory Approach in the call
the last
of the last
meters,
200 metres. Okay. Hang about, see if you, can,
be good.
If you can pick it.
Great.
Miami Bound drifting out towards the centre, kicks away. Two or three Vegas Duel, Never Listen Late with Moonlight Made. Miami Bound in front, 100 metres to go. She's toughing it out. She's won the Oaks for Damien Oliver. Miami Bound wins it by 3 lengths. Second, Never Listen. Moonlight Made third from Beauty Bolt. Then Gamay and Vegas Duel. Next, presently, Stick 'Em Up, Silent Sovereign, Song Brocade, Amazing Piece, Foxborough, and Ocean Miss and Victory Approach has been pulled up and is just going to walk over the line.
Oh, you're so happy, aren't you?
Wow.
It couldn't have had a better ending for you if she tried.
I put $250 on that each way.
$250?
No, $2.50.
So
wow.
What happened?
I've got an explanation.
You're part of the connections.
I am.
You can tell me what happened.
I'll tell you what happened. I've been texting with Michelle.
Yes, what happened?
Well, let's just say the saddle slipped.
Oh, so you're blaming Stevie?
No, I'm not blaming Stevie.
Oh, no.
I'm not blaming Stevie.
Oh,
sometimes fillies, because they're a little bit skinnier.
Wow.
Well, they are.
Hey, don't talk about
they're
a woman's
a bit finer.
Weight. Please don't talk about a woman's weight.
When the saddle might slip, they slip a bit further, a bit more on a filly. And she just didn't like it. And she was arcing up before. She arced up afterwards.
So
and
she's
she
high maintenance.
Up. She is high maintenance because she's feisty and she's got attitude, which is good, which is what you perfect. Want in a racehorse.
It's everything you want yeah. on Women's Day.
It's a real
races.
Kennedy, isn't it?
It's just,
well, I don't mind that
it's
she's...
ticking every box.
I don't mind that she's feisty.
Yeah.
And I think Michelle did the right thing. She got off the horse and she did walk her over the line.
She was well overweight.
Who was well overweight?
For sure. She's had a little pot belly.
You are. You're going to cop it from her.
It's the only one she wrote.
Now, you be very careful because I'm going to get her to listen to this.
So a late entrance. Yeah. She comes out of retirement for one ride.
She's not out of retirement.
Horse walks across the line.
Michelle's ridden a horse before.
You've wangled
Michelle's
a,
won on
you've
a horse for
a day
me
off,
this year.
Father, you should have had to come back in here and do the nighttime.
I beg your pardon.
You should have done Luke Boner.
The overnights, yeah.
You have...
You know what? I'm really worried.
Yourself, did you the show Triple M?
Did you put $1,000 on it? Because you're pretty.
Go.
You just that's just a normal bet for you, isn't it?
I've had a go.
You didn't have a go.
Well, it just
you?
Seemed like a way to support.
What did I say? When the horse is already 100-1 when it starts, and I said to everybody, just for a bit of fun, $2.50, and the good news is the horse is okay. Michelle was smart and didn't push the horse
right.
because she knew she wasn't ready to do it then. You
oh,
stand by
for,
and wait.
For heads up.
No.
I'd be very careful about what you're saying.
Wish we'd known that
no,
before.
What I mean
she,
is.
She was under-raced.
No, she wasn't under-raced.
Wasn't trying.
No, I'm saying
was
at the
never...
start of the race when the saddle slipped and the race is on, she didn't go and brutally push that
That's
horse.
That's why women should ride side saddle.
God's sake. Anyway.
Hello.
The whole bottom line
there's
is.
There's one standout yesterday. Francesca Cumani.
Oh, yeah. She was fantastic on the broadcast.
You are so,
she was so good.
Predictable.
She was so good. She
that
was,
is
I'm
so
you,
boring. Oh, God. Because she's an English rose.
Looking forward to Family Day. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See you there, Channel 10.
This is making
Channel 10,
me.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well done.
This make me
Channel
puke.
10. Well,
you're making
now
me
you
puke.
Know how I felt at 5:50 yesterday afternoon. Hey, when we come back, Cloud of the Week.
You got it. For Holden, Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
There are many contenders.
Shove a sock down the throat.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Jason,
he's gone to sleep.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be Clown of the Week?
Whatever you need to clean, get that old baby feeling with a Karcher pressure washer. Karcher, life's most satisfying clean.
You got that right.
Thanks, Karcher.
Well done, Karcher.
Mm.
It's just great to have him on board.
So good.
High I use
pressure,
my Karcher.
Hose work.
It's my weekend
top
joy.
Top shelf.
Yep.
And they could downgrade any tractor wet within minutes.
That's true.
Could.
Just a good
I just relax. You know, I look forward to my shoulders go down. It's the weekend and I just like to get my Karcher out.
Karcher time.
I get it.
Mm. Okay, let's get ready to catch you, people. It's we are on Clown of the Week.
We are.
And there's so much to wade through. May I start?
Yeah. Go ahead.
The man who got stuck in a drainpipe in Sydney trying to retrieve a thong. Here's the story.
Emergency services have carried out an unusual rescue in Sydney's northwest to save a man trapped in a drain. It's understood the man was trying to retrieve one of his thongs, which had fallen into the drain when his legs became stuck. Firefighters used hydraulic tools to cut him free.
So you can get a pair of thongs, I reckon, from Target or Big W for $5.
If that.
Yeah.
You reckon?
He must have really liked that thong. I don't think he thought it through, but good on him. Now, they say women love shoes, but that is one.
That's
crazy. All right, I would like to clown the French company that has sent 12 bottles of wine to see the effects of zero gravity and radiation on the aging process.
Right. Okay, we got the we don't have the audio, but do you know what? That was going to be, that was supposed to be their supplies for a year.
For a year? 12 bottles?
12 bottles.
Wow.
astronauts, and that's all they drink.
It's one a month.
Wow. Yeah,
share between about five.
Now, but that's
no space station for you.
But what would it,
not keen on entering the.
Well, I was thinking what it would be like to be drunk up in space.
Well, have we got the anthem?
It's yeah, yeah.
we're crossing to the space station. I love it.
Hello, everybody.
But it's not the first time.
No, apparently not.
Ding.
It's not the first time. Someone, do you remember the moon landing?
This is sure.
We've got some rare
okay.
audio.
Okay. This is amazing.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Shut up, Bob. Strong, you dickhead. You really shit me. I'm sorry, mate. I love you, Neil. Come here, Neil. Yeah. I guess stuff, Neil. Where's Buzz? Buzz. I love you, Buzz.
Not very respectful to Neil Armstrong.
Who was that?
I can't remember
no
that
idea.
Audio.
Who was that extra drunk astronaut?
I don't know. Cut him out of history.
Who was
he? I'll tell you what, he wasn't the designated driver.
On the Apollo.
That's what they're going to need now on the space station. A designated driver. Do you know this is
that's
true?
I
believe it was true a few years ago. It might still be true today. Mm. That Air France pilots are still permitted to have two glasses of red wine on a long-haul flight.
You're joking.
I'm not joking.
I thought it was 0-0 if you're a pilot full stop.
Not if you're flying for Air France.
Unless you're speaking with an accent.
It's a long-haul flight.
They'd
want to be good reds too.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they would.
All right, what have you got?
Ash Barty.
Oy, you can't clown
It's with joy and love I clown her. It's for a good reason, but she is human. She did do a little slip up. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
First and foremost, it's thank you to the city of Shenzhen. It's been an incredible new era, I suppose, in women's tennis.
She said shitty.
A new era, a cheque of $6.4 million,
well
the
done.
Highest ever cut.
And she deserves every cent.
Well done. We applaud you, Ash, at the same time as we clown you.
I just want to see a day when men are paid equally.
It's so unfair, isn't it?
It'll come one day. You know, I just think
it's... The day that men are paid the same as women.
Yeah.
Well, we just observed. I think we should be paid as much.
Yep.
That's the I'm trying to say.
You're saying stupid parodies ruined it for everyone.
Well, pretty much. Gamer. Hey, what about Gamer Jarvis?
Yeah.
Who went the blub?
Why?
In a YouTube video because he got banned from Fortnite for cheating. Have a listen.
I would never have ever thought of even making those kind of videos if I knew that this could have actually happened. I'm truly, like, so sorry. All I want to do is just play Fortnite, and I have no idea what I'm going to do next. And, you know, I never thought I would have to. Oh, I can't speak. Oh,
no, seriously, mate.
Go outside, kick a footy.
Yeah.
Go on a skateboard.
Outside,
go on a monkey bar.
Ride a horse.
Oh, you're not allowed to go on monkey bars.
Find porn.
Just go.
Something.
Well, not sitting down,
mate.
At least. Get out of the house.
You are an idiot. Lyndon, oh, we've got a caller. Lyndon, he wants to... Who do you want to clown? Lyndon?
I want to clown myself, Mickey.
What for?
For putting money on victory approaches.
Oh. Bad luck,
you must have been proud when she walked across the line.
I was there this morning to see it.
Can you get a photo of that? Can you get a photo of your horse, Stone Motherless Lass, walking?
I have a feeling, yes, you can, because the racing.com does offer you pictures.
Is your horse a smoker?
No, she's only a three-year-old filly.
Hey, don't turn on me.
She didn't start it.
I'm not turning on
anyone. I'm saying things happen. She's feisty, and stand by for her next run, everybody.
Oh.
She will run again.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, money on that as well.
One word. Hurdles. Hey, we're going to take your calls. 133-53. Get involved.
Thanks.
Who do you want
to
clown? It's all thanks to Karcher.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Hey, a shout out to 92.5 Triple M on the Gold Coast.
Welcome on board.
Rebranded from Gold FM to Triple M today.
Hooray.
And 107.7 Triple M on the Central Coast of New South Wales as well. We've got Mandy and Rob Palmer for breakfast there.
Now we're Bridge all under the Triple M umbrella.
I don't care for Rob.
Rob's a great, he's a good chippy. He's a ripping dude. He used to be on Better Homes and Gardens.
Oh, right, mate.
Rob.
What are you, a stalker?
I'm just...
All right, welcome to the Triple M family, guys, on the
Fantastic.
Gold Coast, on the Central Coast. We are all going to go out and get our Triple
M
tattoos.
We're one big family.
Yeah.
There'll be some hazing going on a little later.
But nice hazing.
Just remember, I'm the king. Hey,
sure,
we're playing a clown
we
of
are.
The week,
yes.
Thanks to Karcher. Time to give one away. Phil,
hey,
who do you want to clown, mate?
Yeah, that pilot that pressed the hijack button at the airport.
The pilot who pressed the hijack button. We've got the report.
Let's have a listen.
Air Europa says that it was a mistake on board the aircraft. The captain of the aircraft had actually hit a button that indicated an hijacking was underway, that there were 27 passengers on board the aircraft. But the airline putting their hands up here and saying it was a mistake.
Ah, it's an innocent mistake.
Oh, so they actually had to clear the whole of the Schiphol airport, which was in Amsterdam.
I don't think you say Schiphol.
I think we might have to dump that.
Can.
I'm pretty sure you can.
You can.
Hey, catch you, Phil.
Yay!
There you go, mate. You are now the proud owner of one of the greatest hosey systems in
life's
the world.
Life's most satisfying clean.
There
catch
it is.
Coming your way. Well done.
Hey, we've got plenty more to get through.
We have.
What about...
Which one next do you want?
Well, I would like to...
What about Gary Megan?
Hi, Gary Megan.
The crashing his motorbike.
At Phillip Island, you idiot.
That's really bad.
That is dumb. As I said, I'd like to know if anyone saw George Columbaris in the sheds tinkering with his bike.
Hi, Fab. Gary's all right, by the way, everybody. Just want to let you know. What about the man who put the firecracker in his bum?
Bang! There he is.
Can we hear him?
We've got some audio here.
This is the best.
I've got it.
Really? Come on, that's what a f***ing scar your ass. I did it. Oh, my God. It's burned up your back. Your t-shirt's wrecked.
that hurts my butt cheeks when I hear
it. It didn't take off till they pulled his finger. That's the end of the countdown. That is extraordinary
crazy
footage. What about, let's go, Flea.
Oh, this is amazing. All right.
Flea, for this revelation.
Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, which we couldn't believe our ears when we heard this revelation from a pretty, let's just say, a hard-living true rock and roller.
Definitely.
And he told us what one of his favourite novels was.
That's a book that really blew.
What just happened?
A record about 10 years ago that's just kind of based on a character from Jane Eyre that I really love.
I know. I studied it at school, man. I'm just trying to work,
it
out.
So now all I'm seeing is the Red Hot Chili Peppers tour bus coming into town with Flea sitting at the back reading Jane Eyre. What's going on? It's not rock and roll.
My perception of rock and roll and yours might be really different.
So that's a big fat clown.
This is conservative, is it?
Jane Eyre.
His is different to mine. He appears in his underpants.
Yeah. That is
nightly
ridiculous.
Nightly on stage. Yeah. Does an encore with a sock on his dick.
Should we go to a caller yet?
Why not?
Sure.
Hey, Damo.
G'day, guys.
Got any clowns you know?
I'd like to clown my girlfriend, Rebecca.
You're on thin ice, but
good.
I'll allow
it. Be good.
She's at the pub and I get a text saying she'd won first prize in the meat raffle. Could choose anything she wanted. Had carte blanche.
Yeah.
Oh. Brings home a tray full of sausages.
Instead of what?
Oh, the ribeye for a start.
You could have had any cut of meat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Any wagyu? No wagyu.
Nothing.
Okay. How many sausages did you get?
Oh, there's hundreds of them. Been them for years.
Why don't you set up outside Bunnings and you could make some money?
Yeah, that's true.
I've never heard a bloke complaining about being. You should go on your bed and throw them all in the air. I'm rich, I tell you. I'm rich.
Good on you, Damo.
All right, Damo. Simon's on the line.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good.
I'd like to clown a friend of mine who was getting married on the weekend.
Yes.
Whilst he was reading out his vows, instead of calling the bride by her correct name, Ella, he called her Alice instead.
Give that man a catcher.
Simon.
Simon wins a catcher. Life's most satisfying clean.
Simon, did he used to go out with someone called Alice?
No, I don't know where it came from.
Well, not the right moment to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone sort of just laughed.
Just out of interest, how did Ella take it?
Yeah, not too great.
Oh, my God. It's terrible.
That's really bad.
I love a wedding. Have you got any footage of that? Can you send us in some audio?
We still got time for one more? Because I remember
this
story.
Do you want to do one more?
Story.
Sure, fine.
Hello, Will. How are you going?
I'm great, Jane.
Now, I'm good. I think I do know about this story. It's about a rogue ATM at the races.
Yeah, well, I wish I was there, but it was the ATM at the races on Tuesday that thought that a $50 note was a 20 and it was paying out.
And there was a huge queues for it, I heard, of people at this ATM.
Yeah, people who mainly backed Victory Approach.
Not that. Can I say for all those
that's
people?
That's human error, though. That's because it's probably been stacked in the wrong way. It's probably not the machine.
I know,
that's
but
doing.
I have heard somebody, an official, say, if you're one of those people that took a 50 buck note instead of a 20, you're still liable, and because they've got a record of you going to the ATM, you can be in big trouble.
Out of all the scandals that have emerged on a racetrack, if anyone is fined for taking money from an ATM that's paying out, I will lose it. Thank you, everybody.
Love it. Clown of the Week back next week, not far away from Mix GoFundMe, then Dr. Chris Brown as well.
Hey, but first, Dave, awkward moments.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, was there one today?
Look out, it's coming up.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There was something on the television this morning that is pretty unfortunate, I think, for the Today Show.
Well, the whole I'm very Today worried.
Well, this poor show, it's now November. This has been going since the girls started in January.
Yep.
So they've done very well. They're still on air so that you can shove it. Everybody was doubting whether they'd stick it out for the year.
Faint praise before she sticks the boot in.
Here it comes.
I'm not sticking the boot in. This was on news.com.au today.
What is it? What happened?
There was a very
Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
Because no one did.
No, I was driving kids to school.
Yeah. All right.
Can I just I'll set it up quickly.
Yeah.
This is Tony Jones is out at a racetrack.
Okay. Flemington.
At Flemington.
Right.
He's talking to Tom Steinfeld and to Georgie and also to...
You don't even know their names.
Deborah Knight.
Deb, yeah.
I've just said their names. Stop it.
No need to learn them. Not going to be around for long.
No, see, that joke...
I listened to this
That
show.
Joke would have worked if the show was axed in March and it's still on air, right?
So it'll be on next year.
Well, according to everyone else that Carl is coming back.
So, no, you had a crack. You had a fair crack at it.
By the way, can I just say, I did suggest long before Kyle Sandilands has come out and said, you know what, Channel 9? I think it'd be a really good idea to have Carl Stefanovic back on the Today Show. Hey, mate, catch up. I said that about flipping 5 months before you, and all of a sudden it's a big story in the newspapers.
He's starting a feud with Kyle.
So you never had much faith in the current team.
That's not true.
Well,
I said, why did you get rid of Carl Stefanovic?
Okay, what happened today?
Okay, this is, I think, summing up the current tensions that are on set.
In a reasonably flat show, anyway.
I beg your pardon.
This is a particularly awkward.
Don't lead the witness. Don't, for people just to listen. This is awkward television. Have a listen.
What would you put on the menu if you were to give the French a real taste of Australiana?
Gee, 4 and 20 maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom, that is so Tom Steinford-like. Really.
A kangaroo pretty burger, good. Maybe?
Oh. You
could. Why, you're just going to slaughter a kangaroo, would you, Georgie?
Well, kangaroo meat is readily available across Australia. That's not uncommon.
You can't eat Skippy.
Plenty
Skippy,
do.
I'm sorry.
Is Archie with you today? Is Archie with you today, TJ?
Deb, we're at a racetrack. Probably not a great idea to bring the dog, I wouldn't have thought.
I thought it might be good to have Archie there to kind of cheer you up.
Yeah, no, I'm in a great mood. It's Friday. I'm in a fantastic mood and I just love being here. But I don't think a racetrack would have been the appropriate venue to bring my cavoodle.
OK, well, sorry for asking. Never mind. All right. Oh, no. Good on you, TJ. Thank you.
I could see where you were going. It was actually a very good idea.
Anyway.
Never mind.
Oh, my God. That was awkward.
Now.
Wow.
Really.
That is it.
Awkward.
Well, Tony,
nail coffin.
Tony was a bit tough on Tom Steinfeld then, because Tom Steinfeld's come up with a bit of a suggestion. Tony said, what is a good idea?
Tony's
French
crackle.
Food. But although
it's obviously cold and wet at Flemington. He's standing
freezing.
Out there
it's
and he's going.
Early morning.
He's asked the question. They've tried.
Yeah, he's hit back a little harsh.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's in their skill set to be
spontaneously
hilarious.
He and Tom have a bit of history in the banter
department. What do you mean?
Or when the tennis was on, let's just have a listen to them here.
I love walking around and hearing all the different accents because so many people come from so many different parts of the world. And it's just like our own little Europe for 2 weeks here.
Yeah. It's such an international
thing. A few people from Asia as well here. Okay, there's some Asians here as well. Tom.
You know what, though? On reflection, we've had our own awkward moments.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, we have.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Now, I can't even... I can't play that stuff from the Today Show without, you know, opening up our own dark web.
By the way,
they're
cooked, you agree?
No, I don't agree. No. Stop telling me how to think.
That was ordinary radio.
Stop telling me how to think.
A TV.
That's your opinion. It's not my opinion.
On air.
It is not my opinion, Tom Steinford. It's not on my opinion.
Tom Steinford is not like...
What do you mean?
A hilarious
chap.
Oh,
well, you...
No,
he's not trying to be.
It's
not a comedy show.
He's a journalist.
He's a good... Like a good...
Mate.
Like
you
male
be very
model.
You're going to see Tom out on
like,
the town.
For like Fletcher Jones.
No,
or,
he's...
Okay. Christopher or a magazine.
He's a good interviewer, I reckon. I like
he
Tom.
He is. He's a very good sports journalist.
In what capacity? When? Who's interviewed?
You are in so much trouble.
I like Tom. He's a good-looking rooster.
He is.
You know what he should be doing? Hosting a game show or something, but don't. He shouldn't be relying on his...
Tom.
Natural.
Just don't worry about him. I just want Tom Stumper to know. I have to. You know what? In fact, I've found some stuff that I've had to deal with you.
I beg your pardon?
Well, for starters, some days you don't even know that we're on air going on.
That's right. When you're at news.
Have a listen to this.
On the way up, I saw people on flights, the Veronicas.
Who are you talking to?
I'm on air.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, we're on air and didn't even realise.
Well, that's terrible.
What about that time you
two... But you know why? Because, I don't know, sometimes I'm not interested in what you guys are talking about.
There you go. That's what I mean. This is what I have to deal with. What
maybe
about
me and Tom Stone for
what about the time? What about the time you were just ridiculous about Serena Williams?
Now listen, the old sisterhood kicked in, and
it got all a bit earnest. Well, let's see who comes out best in this.
Oh, you edited this.
Listen
have you?
To this banter.
You edited it.
I mean, Daddy,
you
are fighting.
Who cares
here?
What you think? Because you don't even like the tennis. So
I hate tennis.
Well, it doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah, but it's not about tennis.
Oh,
it's
now you're respectful to the world of tennis.
I'm not respectful at all. They can do what they want.
No, you're saying they can't.
I'm saying they can do what they want. Well, whoever organises the French Open.
Well, they've got no open if they've got no players.
Oh, well, bad luck.
Serena will just go stuff you. I'm not turning up.
Front up, take your shirt in, put your collar on.
Try and get a tournament.
If not, don't do it.
Bernard Tomic and no one else. Good luck to you.
Oh, geez. I'd love to. Oh, great.
Anyway, let's go to our callers.
You've made a very good point there. It's a ripper.
Oh, that is very patronising.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Well, I say that is very similar banter to the Today Show, so maybe our time's up soon.
You just let me down.
That was so awkward. Almost as awkward as the Olivia Newton-John
bit. We've got to go, mate. We've got no
time. We can't hear it at all.
No, we've played it enough.
You don't want to hear
just
it?
Just one bit.
You lost a cast member this week, did you, from Greece?
Jeff,
yeah.
I don't know that it has.
Pardon me, I may have gone.
He was married to my sister, and she's been in there, and he's not doing very well.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
Look and learn, Steinford.
Yeah, that's it.
Look and learn from the master.
You are in trouble.
Up next, it's Mix GoFundMe. You can get involved. You might win yourself $500.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mix
Go Fund Me!
Here we go.
We will get a Nobel Prize winner out of this one day.
You reckon?
One of the great ideas, a game changer.
I love it.
Something like pasteurisation or something will come out of this segment and it'll be all because of me my ability to identify and fund a good idea.
$500.
This is Mix Go Fund Me, $500 on the schnoz. For anyone with a half-decent idea, like last week's winner, this was a cracker.
It was a beauty.
Well, I'm sick of the humble barbecue sausage being round. Because you're cooking it, you turn away or have a sit, and the thing rolls over and ends up cooking on the same side again.
Yeah. How do you fix it?
I want to shape it like a Toblerone triangular. So you put it on, it cooks, then you turn it, then you turn it, and it's done.
That's it, one rotation.
You're out of there. You know what he said, which I love too? He said, it's not four sides, because that just would take too long. So three is perfect.
What do one of our listeners call it? An isosceles triangle.
That's so clever. Genius. So that is the kind of gold we're uncovering here in Australia.
The Barsby said hi. Who have we got,
Innovation. Jay? We've got Jason on the line. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Have you been thinking about this idea for a while?
About 2 weeks.
Okay, well, that's enough on this segment.
It's another barbecue-related idea, but fire away.
Go ahead.
So I want to create the ultimate barbecue belt, where basically you go to a party, your hands are full most of the time, go onto the esky and go onto the barbecue to get food.
Yep.
So I suggest we create a belt where you can actually store your beer on your belt, along with pouches for sunscreen, somewhere to hang your flip-flops, your keys, your cards. So basically you can walk around hands-free.
It's a utility belt.
This is good.
It's not bad.
Yep.
This is like the bat belt. You know where Batman had a belt and he'd have shark repellent.
Cool. That's exactly right.
Your sauce, little sauce bottle.
And Jason, why are you taking your thongs off? Why don't you have your thongs still on your feet? Won't there be prickles?
If you get like burnt feet and stuff because the sun's bloody hot, you kick them off and just hang them up.
So you have been thinking.
So you got the belt. And it's like tradies have or Batman has
a tool belt
and in it. Yep. So you'd have your and it'd be made. The whole belt is made out of the stubby cooler material.
That's not bad.
So it's
stubby cooler. So say when you
practical.
Put your can in there,
you can put it down.
Cools your can next to that sunny's pocket.
Could you put a bit of ice in there
next to that sauce? A refrigerated section change.
Refrigerated.
That's exactly right. What do you reckon?
Jeez, we have a clubhouse
like that
leader.
A lot, Jason. So you just hang on the line.
Oh, well. Do you know, I had a good idea once for, you know.
Once.
You know, for, and I think this could really work, but you know how, you know, cops and detectives have those shoulder holsters where they keep your gun and stuff. I'm going to be a great look. You know, guys, it's like me, you don't know where you put your phone, your wallet.
Instead of a hand, you don't need a handbag or a man bag.
No. So you wear a holster, so you look like a tough cop. You look like you're interrogating someone. So when you're out, you take your jacket off. It's all there. How many times have I lost my phone lately?
So many times. If only you had a gun holster on you.
If only I had an over-the-shoulder
chicks
holster.
Chicks would dig it, wouldn't they?
Sorry?
Come on. Chicks would dig that, wouldn't they?
Would I look tough?
See, yes, chicks would.
Yes.
And then they'd say,
everyone,
what
stay
have
away
got
from
there?
My idea. I'm painting.
Well, you get your little phone in there.
A dinger.
A dinger and a
phone. A dinger in case you get lucky. Oh, you know what I mean?
It always comes back to that, doesn't it?
All right, Jason, we're off. Jackson, what's your GoFundMe idea, please?
G'day, Jane. Mick.
Hello.
Andrews, how are you?
Good.
So it's a little modification for Siri on your phone.
Yep.
So it's basically a fact checker. So say you're sitting around talking to one of your mates and you think he's telling a couple of porky pies. You press the button on your phone and it looks up on the internet the story that he's telling. And if it sets off a little alarm.
So it can instantly legitimise the story or not.
You could say, you know, the first man to walk on the moon. Well, he was originally supposed to be a Dean Kempelhouse.
Ding, 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 ding.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Siri says incorrect.
They'll come in handy down the pub.
Oh, yeah, especially boys telling stories.
Coming handy in the clubhouse after golf.
Oh, my God, I like this. Are we
this
still
is
going?
Unbelievable.
So good.
Yes, we've got time for another one, Jane.
Okay, hello, Josh.
Hi, how are you?
Really good, Josh. Tell us your idea.
Okay, so this came to me about 7:30 this morning while I was making lunch.
Yeah,
okay. Butter with pepper and salt mixed into it.
Why?
I cannot believe no one's done that before. I can't believe it's not butter.
Mean? Oh, so you've
so
just
instead of
shop.
Then, yes. It's already in there.
Already in there.
So you know you can get slightly salted butter already, but not without the pepper. So you're saying that you add a bit of sea salt and cracked pepper to the butter already.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're going too far.
Mayonnaise.
No, it's just butter and pepper and salt.
What about a bunch of tea bags that come like pre-organized? So I'll give me some white with twos. Give me
dunk it.
Give me some black with one.
And it's got powdered milk.
Everything's in there. Dunk,
powdered milk,
sugar. Isn't that what
sugar.
The machines do?
Yeah.
It's not
bad.
It doesn't want that a cafe bar does anyway.
$500 to me. No, because you do it yourself. It's just a kettle and a thing, Jane. Oh, you're so... It's hard for you. I know a lot of it goes over your head.
Hey, should we come back with some
Let's
more
come
ideas?
Back. I tell you what, I like all three of those.
I do too. This is hard.
They are good.
This Got is no very idea. Hard today.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mix GoFundMe. You might win yourself $500.
We are right in the middle of it at the moment. So many good ideas. There's a clubhouse leader. I'm not sure. Is it the butter mixed with salt and pepper seasoning?
That's very appealing to me.
I know you love that one.
Because it's a time saver and that's what I like.
And it'd be good in the kitchen, of course. We've got a barbecue utility belt.
Yes.
It has everything you need.
Siri, the fact checker as well.
Siri, the fact checker.
That was
great.
The instant fact checker.
So many good ideas. Let's see if there's one in this current batch.
Hello, Celeste.
Hi.
How are you going? Now, give us your idea for, you could be in the running to win this.
Okay, so my suggestion is for all the Range Rover, Porsche, Jeep drivers who don't go off-road.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you wanted to tell your friends that you had been off-road, you could go through the car wash and select different degrees of mud and dirt.
Oh, dirty
so to make it fair income look like.
It's a reverse car wash.
Yeah. You reverse car wash.
That's very clever,
so
Celeste.
You can get mud. Could you get your windscreen done in mud but just with a windscreen wiper shape?
Oh, yes.
A sprinkle of mud.
Could you get the wash me
on the back? Wash me, yes. You could have it in someone in their fingers.
Yeah. Celeste.
Celeste, that's really, really interesting.
Wow.
Hold on the line there because we like that one. Derek, you've got another culinary suggestion.
Oh, I do. It's probably more for Mick. If you like me, you like hot dogs and kebabs late at night, but they repeat on you. A sauce that's like quickies.
Oh.
Right on top.
So there's no indigestion.
No, you keep eating all you like.
It's not bad.
I quite like that
quickies
idea.
Quickies sauce.
I tell you what, that's a good one, Derek.
I remember the quickies sauce. So you just
I like it.
Do they still make quickies? I remember my dad used to have packets of them. Yeah,
pop those like Maltesers. Big night, let me tell you.
Hey, Lee, what's your idea?
Well, it's sort of along the lines of the Arnott's assorted creams, but to go to the company and say, how haven't you invented a mixed pack of Tim Tams yet? Because I don't really want to be standing in the supermarket looking at the 10 different flavours when I could just grab
I'll tell you exactly why. Pack. I'll tell you why.
Here we go.
Well, if you want to talk to an expert
about Tim Tams,
talk to a woman.
Right.
Because everybody would want the original Tim Tam flavour, and there would be about seven left of all the new mocha coffee or peppermint or whatever.
Caramel.
Caramel, no one wants those.
It's been going on since Napolitano.
They just want one flavour Tim Tam. There's always something left.
I beg to differ. I would have them white chocolate straight off the bat.
Yeah.
You would be the only one. You're like the person that has Turkish Delight.
I love
Turkish
Delight.
Well, so do I, but some people don't. Wrong. Well, what's wrong? Three of us in the same room like Turkish Delight. Yum.
Are you telling me that's not a brilliant idea?
I like the thought behind it, but I don't know. Jeez. Just buy 10 packs of Tim Tams.
That's your answer for
everything. Sorry, Lee.
All right. Good call. What time for one more?
Yeah, let's hear from Dave.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Dave.
What do you got, buddy?
The lazy shower.
What? Because it's so hard to shower in little circumstances.
But, you know, you've got to move your arms and stuff. So you get in the shower, you put your goggles on, and it spins around you and it sort of disperses all the shampoo and the body wash all over you. Gives you a little bit of a brush, a bit of a tickle here and there. And then it employs that, sort of that
Karcher should make one.
Dave.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Then
it sounds a bit like how you get a tan. This is what happens when you go
like
for a
tan.
Yeah, spray tan, but it's just soap and water.
You're in the shower, you stand there, you're on like a rotisserie.
Yes, you're
on a rotisserie and it sprays you with everything you need.
It's pretty good, but we need a winner, Mickey.
Oh, gee, it's hard today. We're going straight back to the top. I'm going to the barbecue utility bill.
Oh, Jason.
Jason.
Congratulations.
Good work, buddy.
Thank you so much.
I just think it's practical. I think there's...
Promise you'll make one for us.
And I think
do a prototype.
I think it's a chick magnet too. When you get to the barbecue and they see you're organised, you go, look at that guy. Wow. Yeah.
That guy could really run my life.
And look, he hasn't used his dinghy yet.
Thank you very much for that, guys. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Jason. Up next, Dr. Chris Brown.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right, big fella, and it is going to be an absolute cracker. Who's up for Sexpo? We sent James along to check out the goodies.
And he's got presents for us, which I'm very worried about because
I've come back with a show bag.
Yeah. I know, but I've got to remember not to leave any of this in my car.
It's going
to
be a lucky dip. Good luck with that.
No, thanks.
Okay.
We're going to take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
We've got
so much to get through.
We'll go around as
the
well.
Grounds. We can review, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Dr. Chris Brown has some interesting patients through his surgery.
One of my patients, who is a pug, had actually had a nose job to have the nostrils widened to remove the snorting.
Are there plastic surgeons for dogs, are you suggesting?
Yeah, they used to masquerade under the
name
of
the
respiratory.
Would you do big lips? What about four fake cans?
Please welcome back to the show, Dr. Chris Brown.
Hello, Chris.
Oh, good afternoon.
How are you?
Question without notice. Have you ever had to put a horse down?
Racehorse. You know what? I have had to do that before. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
No. Well, let's not start on that note.
Did you see Victory Approach Road? Did you? Can I ask you?
It's a natural segue, to be honest, between the two.
Chris, you're aware that I had you're aware, first of all, that I was and still am thrilled and excited to be part of Michelle Payne's racing training.
As were the connections with Fine Cotton.
No, not Fine Cotton.
It was a fantastic day at the races.
And it was exciting to go to Oaks, and I know Michelle and Steve and everyone, they love all the horses, they fill them with love and care. And Jenny, as we call her affectionately, is just a filly. She's only a baby.
Fat Jenny.
She's three. She's not Fat Jenny.
Slow Jenny.
No.
Jenny from the block.
Yeah. Not Jenny from the blocks.
Jenny.
She's hardly Jenny Rater, is she? She's not really producing much.
Right. Did you have a bet on it? Tell me you weren't on it.
Oh. You know what? I actually missed out on the Melbourne Cup, which is, I know it's un-Australian, but I listened to race 9 from Flemington yesterday with
with a tear in my eye, more out of pity than anything else.
Oh, Chris.
And in the hope that maybe the greatest racehorse that has never...
Another film could be made about it.
Well, it's the natural sequel, isn't it?
Have we got the last 200 metres? Have a listen, Chris. Here it is. Victory approach.
Out towards the centre, kicks away two or three. Vegas Jewel, Never Listen, late with Moonlight Made. Miami Bound in front, 100 metres to go. She's toughing it out. She's won the Oaks for Damien Oliver. Miami Bound wins it by three lengths. Second, Never Listen. Moonlight Made third from Beauty Bolt. Then Gamay and Vegas Jewel. Next, presently, Stick 'Em Up, Silent Sovereign, Song Brocade, Amazing Piece, Foxborough, and Ocean Miss and Victory Approach has been pulled up and is just going to walk over the line.
Now, as I say, as we say in the equine world, and as a lover of animals and horses, it was much better when Michelle knew that the saddle was slipping on the horse.
She's blaming Stevie now.
I'm not blaming Stevie. I'm saying that the saddle slipped, and some horses can carry on, but fillies are a bit bonier, and they feel it a bit more.
You sound like it happens all the time. It doesn't happen all the time. I can't remember the last time a horse walked across the finish line because its saddle wasn't on right.
Because she's a feisty horse. She goes, I'm not going any further. So Michelle got off it.
Temperamental, high maintenance.
Jane, I want to say, I believe this, as a veterinarian who was attending to this situation, this is your steward's inquiry right here. And right now, over the performance of this horse, I heard enough to think that something is not quite right.
You're
right.
That's not true.
In that horse.
I wish you were the on-course vet.
And you know what? The good news is that the horse is fine. And the horse is okay. Now, that's all we're worried about.
That's the bad news. You would hope something's horribly wrong
with it. No, I don't hope
it's because if it's normal, that's terrible.
It's not terrible in that sense. Everything's all right.
In jockey Michelle Payne's credit, she pulling the horse up like she did, if this incredible filly did actually have a stress fracture, that stress fracture could have exploded if there was already some lameness and some pain.
And she would be well aware of that.
If I was the on-course vet, I would have shot it from the stand.
Well,
I wouldn't have even gone down there.
And you're terrible.
Taking a shot at.
No, Chris is being serious now, so be quiet.
I'm serious when I say that if the horse did have to be put down and the screens came out, that is an amazing branding opportunity for Kennedy Malloy. The Kennedy Malloy screens.
All right. You're officially dropped.
Just think about it.
You are dropped.
Hey, right there. Just changing pace for a second. I've got an issue, Doc. I was swooped by a bird yesterday.
Oh, thank God.
It's hard being popular, Mickey.
And it's not a magpie, but it's hard for me to say this, but it was an Indian minor bird.
Wow.
I just feel it's cheapened
my... They're very pissy little...
I feel it's cheapened my manhood. what other birds swoop? What are the birds in the swooping families?
Well, your magpie. Yeah. Look, all birds are capable. All nesting birds are capable of swooping.
That's got me right on the scone.
Yeah, but it's picked up that you're probably... The birds are like humans. They pick up when someone's a bit of a dick. They just go, oh, mate, he needs a big crack on the noggin.
My hair looks like good for nesting.
Quite seriously, they are actually nesting at this time of year.
They are.
Indian miners mate for life, so they do choose a partner. And that
congratulations.
Nest, I feel sorry for the husband shacked up with that one. Nasty.
You've got a big bushy beard.
Those nests don't build themselves. looking for something that's resilient, something that, they probably just wanted to take the entire top of your head and just...
And what else? The magpie? What else? There's the pelican? Does a pelican swoop?
Pelican doesn't generally swoop in for a meal, but that's about it. Do you know that there's actually been a spate of concerns around nesting material, Mickey, for nests? This week, after Halloween, birds are picking up decorative cobwebs from Halloween
thinking
decorations.
They're real.
Thinking they're real. And so there are all these Halloween-themed nests with white cobwebs and all these sort of black and sort of ghoulish designs.
Well, we can't get the cobwebs out.
Maybe they saw something there in you again, Mickey.
That's nature's answer to brick cladding.
Hey,
when we come back, we're going to stay with the birds. We're going to ask you for what you think should have won Bird of the Year.
Yes.
And we've got some other topics to wade through. Hang about, Chris.
Dr. Chris Brown's with us.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dr. Chris Brown is with us. By the way, The Living Room tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10 and The Wynn Network. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A big announcement involving the cast of The Living Room. We'll get to that in just a moment.
News.
But we're knee-deep in bird talk. With Dr. Chris Brown. We're talking about Bird of the Year now. It's not going to be the Indian Miner.
It's not on the list.
I just...
They've only got 10 on a list now. They've got down to the final 10.
What are they?
The Willy Wagtail, Wedgetail Eagle, Australian White Ibis.
The White Ibis, yeah, that's racist.
I mean, controversial, because the Australian White Ibis is the bin chicken.
It's the bin chicken. Yeah. Can you have the bin chicken? Could it take the chockies?
Well, I like its rags to riches story there.
So
I mean, you can imagine him getting done up for the big awards night. Yeah. Just wiping off the bin juice.
That's right.
Dusting it off, turning shining up that curved beak of his.
Turn up to the party like your drunk uncle. Now, the magpie's trying to go back-to-back, am I right?
Yes.
You are correct about that.
Yeah. The rainbow lorikeet, the sulfur-crested cockatoo, the black-throated finch, the kookaburra, the superb fairy wren, and the tawny frogmouth owl.
Mm. None of our hopes got up. I went for the pelican. Mm. I just thought the pelican, it's time to shine. Janie, you went...
I went for the cormorant because they're
cormorant
quite
got a chance.
Interesting. They go underwater.
Look, you won't find any arguments from me around a cormorant. I love a cormorant. It's a very efficient hunter. I a couple of years ago, I was presented with a cormorant. Sorry, segue into a story.
Yeah.
About a cormorant that was diving for a crab, actually, and misjudged it. A little uncoordinated, and essentially hit its beak, broke off the top of its beak, and so was essentially it couldn't feed. So they brought it into me. I used a surfboard ding repair kit, and fashioned a fiberglass beak for it.
You're joking.
And it went back to the wild, and
did
and
it really?
It worked. Right. Yeah.
That
is. Do you have to
brilliant.
Sedate that bird before you start whacking around with the? Surfboard stuff.
Yeah, the I don't know if you've ever been around fiberglass. The vapors are pretty strong. So and considering that's where his nostrils are.
Hey, what about a large flightless bird? Could you see them? A cassowary.
Cassowary.
A cassowary win.
If anyone's going to punch on at the award ceremony, it's your cassowary. So I think there's danger there. But I'd like to see the bin chicken and the cassowary in the corner having a really
good
discussion.
Doc, I'd like to go along to the cockfights and take a cassowary. Go, where's your cock here? Watch them all.
You'd be calling for another steward's inquiry and swabbing him, wouldn't you?
Speaking of, exactly.
Right, that's
now,
good.
You are heading into the jungle in, is it January?
Here we go.
Have I seen January the 5th? I've already seen dates.
It is almost time. Jeez. January 5.
And you've got a great promo already. And there's someone who's popped up in there that makes me laugh a lot because I know you love him to death.
I do.
I don't know whether you'll put him to the death in the jungle, but that's your buddy Miguel.
Oh my God.
He's going in the jungle.
Is that public knowledge, is it?
It is public knowledge. He's the first one we know about.
Mm. He look, he's very excited, but then again, he's excited at a funeral. So,
I have a feeling he'll do everything. He'll do every challenge. He'll eat everything. He's just such a positive energy
guy. He's like the anti-Tarzan.
Yeah,
he's like the complete opposite.
He kind of is, and I mean, he is a Bond villain when you hear him speak. But I knew we were encountering tricky waters when we were shooting the promo. The first line is the famous vet when he's talking to me, and he can't say V's being Spanish, so he just kept on saying the famous bet. So like, no, it's bet. They subtitle a promo, which is mildly offensive.
Okay, that is
have to
ridiculous.
Subtitle him the whole way through the jungle. But for me, the biggest thing is the food challenges. We're talking about a chef who is going to have to eat, you know, testicles and your ostrich anus.
Yes.
But I mean that's your standard.
But the good news is, like Julie Goodwin, when she was in the jungle, he can be in charge of the cooking.
He's already said to me, he goes, Gringo, these guys have got it all wrong. Like the thing about
can you say
the
like
menu,
you?
Gringo, excuse me. He goes, like, why are they complaining about the rice and beans? Like a paella is just rice. The
this
beans
is
are
what
a bonus.
I think when I see them whinging. Like, hello, everyone in South America, what you live on is rice and beans and you can make it tasty.
All right, that's
and this
racist.
Is the thing. Yeah.
We might have to dump that.
I'm personally
no, that's what I think. Spain. When I watch them eating testicles, I think, oh, this should have a Michelin hat. You know who should go in, Doc?
Who's that?
As George Columbaris, as a chef, because this show has famously rehabilitated people with an image
actually,
problem.
You're right.
Look at Brendan Favola's. Yeah. Who were on the ropes and were misjudged. Because that show, it does put you under a microscope and you learn a lot about the
person. Have they chosen them all yet? Is there any
if George turned
free bunks
up,
there?
He could help out. He could be a team player.
Yes.
He'll come out the other end and go, I like that guy.
He's all right.
Should we start up a Columbaris for Jungle 2020?
And when you're cooking in the jungle, you don't have to pay your staff. Do you know what I mean?
It was all leading to that.
You had that feeling, didn't you?
I should manage George.
Oh, my God.
I should help out.
Oh, Chris, the wages, but we can't Africa. Wait for that to see you do that in January with the beautiful Julia Morris.
Yeah, it kicks off the year for Channel 10. It absolutely gets the ball rolling. So, yes, good on you. Can't wait. Come back and tell us who else will be on it. Always a pleasure to catch up with you.
Have a great weekend, Chris.
Talk soon, guys. Thank you.
Richard Brent. This is Kennedy Malloy. James, as we send him off to Sexpo. What could possibly go wrong? James, hello.
Hi, guys.
So, Sexpo's touring Australia. Yep. Keep your eye open for it. It's in Melbourne right now. We sent you.
Yep. And
to Melbourne to...
to go and review it. And part of it, I've got my own little intro. Sexy. Undercover at Sexpo.
With our producer, James. It's a very long intro. It's longer than intros for our own segments. Something?
I'm not sure you'd be undercover at Sexpo. You kind of stick out. Well, look at that nerd.
This was the surprising thing. I went back in 2017. They all remembered me. They knew who I was. They were like, oh, yeah, you're here again.
Doesn't that say something?
Wow.
Okay. How's your relationship going, by the way? Because we make you do some terrible things, don't we? We hooked you up onto a private school dating site.
Toffee.
Made you go to Sexpo.
Firstly,
how's your mum and how's your girlfriend?
Okay, mum doesn't know about this. Lucy was given a heads up about me going to Sexpo. And yes.
Because that's where you met, isn't it? Is that where you met?
Okay, no. No, certainly not.
Is it somewhere where you would take Lucy?
No.
On a blind date?
Really? No. It's not.
Could go either way?
Not our vibe, I don't think.
Okay, what is the vibe at Sexpo?
Over to you.
Part of the vibe at Sexpo, as soon as I walked in, this song started playing. It was Warren.
Of course, it's the only song that would be playing.
That's a welcome aboard, that is.
The Game of Bones Throne, which I talked about 2 years ago, that is the...
So tell us that. That's the Game of Thrones
throne,
but
made out of dildos.
Out of dildos instead of swords.
Still
too fantastic.
But why would you pull
How
that
the battery's
apart?
Going? Of course. Is it still buzzing?
Of course, it's still be there.
Everyone was. It wasn't the centerpiece this year. So
it didn't have as high profile.
Can you sit on the Game of?
You can.
Yes, you can.
You can get a
lap
with it.
Dance.
I mean, you could.
Can you sit on it? But is it a seat or is it a whole lot of?
It's
about
you can
500 if you can sit on it. I believe.
Righto.
Okay. So what if that was the big ticket item a couple of years ago?
Yeah. No, the big ticket item.
Was it this year?
This year was Miss Nude World 2018 was there.
Oh, hello.
She's retired. She recently retired. I locked down an interview with her.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did my name come up?
Absolutely, I brought you up on the interview.
Can I just ask before, are you going to play a little bit of this interview?
Yeah, I'll play it now.
Was she wearing any clothes when you interviewed her?
She was wearing something.
What do you mean?
Well, it was a very light dress.
In fact,
our interview was delayed because she had a wardrobe malfunction. She needed to quickly fix that and then we had our chat.
So have you got a little bit of this interview we can hear?
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
Hi, my name is Isabel Del Tor.
And Isabel, what are your accolades?
I'm a two-time Miss Nude World, Penthouse Australia and Penthouse US cover and feature, adult actress.
You recently announced that you were retiring from Miss Nude. Why did you make that call?
After you win Miss Nude World twice, there's nothing else to do. It's like, how greedy do you have to be? Like, gotta give someone else a chance, you know? So, I don't know. And plus, I'm 37, I'm turning 38. It hurts. I don't want to go into the splits anymore, you know? Right.
And before you got into adult entertainment,
you
were a prison officer.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
One question that Mick has, he likes to fantasise about the conjugal visit. Is that a thing?
You know what, because I was at a maximum security facility, they don't really have conjugal visits in that facility, but in other facilities.
Retiring from competition, what are you focusing on now?
Adult acting.
And what would a regular work day be like?
Contrary to belief, we don't just sit around by pools looking amazing. There's a lot of work that goes into it. Get up quite early, have a shower, have my coffee, you know, get my day started. Off to work I go, I sit in hair and makeup, have a fantastic day with some fantastic people. And then once I'm done, I have a shower and then I go home and I go out for dinner.
And tax.
Yes.
How does that work?
Oh, I pay a lot of tax. I pay a lot of tax and a lot of GST.
Okay.
Absolutely, because it's all like, it all goes into my bank account. So if you don't pay tax, the tax office is like, excuse me.
So they still take it?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm like any other builder or plumber that works for themselves. You know, I'm just building and plumbing other things. So, yeah, it's hectic.
The one final thing I have is, I'm not sure if this is the same competition that you were part of, but the Miss Nude Australia competition in Adelaide.
Yes.
At the Crazy Horse.
Yes.
It was
a girl set fire to the club.
Is that normal?
Burning a club down is not normal, but she's actually a really cool chick. I know her. Yeah, she's amazing.
How's she doing after that?
What she did is she was doing a fire show, and then the curtains caught on fire, and then they tried to put out the fire with a mop soaked in methylated spirits, as one does.
Yeah, righto.
But it was a shame. Like, she was disqualified, but she gave that venue so much publicity. I'm like, man, they should have given her a special prize for that.
Is that the worst accident that you've heard of?
I actually heard of a girl coming off a flying fox at a club that's no longer with us and breaking an ankle.
Oh, my God.
So they took the flying fox out of that venue.
Well, Isabel, thank you so much for your time.
That's right, thank you.
Thank you for joining us and talking tax and injury. That was a lot of fun. Jeez.
I think I was there that night. So she always knows when it's tax time.
Yeah.
Because she knows when she puts on her Miss June sesh.
Okay.
June.
Okay.
I've got to get my tax form ready. Can I ask, we send you a lot of sexpo, you interview Miss Nude World, and you talk tax.
Do you
understand how that reflects poorly on this show?
That was going to be my question.
No, like, she's a businesswoman. I was genuinely interested.
Do you pay tax?
Yeah.
Well, she wouldn't say no, would she? Then she'd be chased out.
Well done. We have to go now.
Okay.
Did you get us anything?
I got a little gift bag if you want to do a lucky dip.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Should we do it now? Okay, sure.
All right.
Quickly.
Okay. Jane, was it a VIP bag? Oh, you're looking.
It's a lucky dip. You don't
look. I'll
get this. Okay, what is it? That's the VR set that helps you watch exotic videos in VR. On your phone.
On my phone.
And you've got love cuffs. Well
fantastic.
Done.
More of those.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is thanks to the Holden Colorado, which is now back with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
I just heard the ad to air and gets me horny. Every time, just thinking about the great Holden Colorado.
Well, there's so much to love about this.
There should have been one at Sexpo.
Well, there probably
is. We sent James along to Sexpo. Hello. That's your one-stop shop. It's everything I want in life.
Well, I tell
Holden,
you what,
Colorado.
We have got somebody who has got a Holden Colorado, and that is Tegan.
Hello,
from
Tegan.
Queensland. How are you, Tegan?
I'm great. How are you?
Now, tell me how you came to have a Holden Colorado, and why do you need a vehicle like this?
I actually bought mine to tow a horse float.
Good call. Well, unless your horse weighs more than 3.5 ton, you are for lying.
And tell us about your horses. And do you just ride them, or are you professional? What do you do with them?
So I do show jumping. So I do travel a lot of K's at the moment. So Colorado was perfect for it.
So you ride into town with your prize horse in the float attached to the ute, and you're in town, and it's just people lined up beside the road clapping as you come in, going, have a look at this.
You need a parade.
Yeah, it's got a few modifications, so it looks a bit nicer too. It's eye-catching.
What have you done?
Just a standard, like, snorkel, nice tyres, lift, that kind of thing.
And what colour are you rocking, Tegan?
Red.
Oh, the metallic red. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And how many years you've had it?
Close to 2 years.
Is a life changing game changer for you?
Oh yeah, I went from like a small Mazda to a Colorado.
Wait a check, please. Hello.
And I'm interested to know this, and I bet this has been the fact. A lot of your girlfriends are a bit jealous and have gone, I might just have to get me one of those babies too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Compared to driving small cars, beautiful.
Hey, fantastic. Tegan, you're an outdoors woman.
You and your horses.
You're a free spirit. Yeah. You love your horses. You hit the road. You're behind the wheel of the Holden Colorado. Well played. And congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Tegan, see you, Tegan.
Prize coming your way too. Thanks to Kennedy Malloy and thanks to Holden Colorado.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We thanks Matt Dower, who does an amazing job in our production department. He puts together this. It's our week in review.
We started the week with mixed memories of the big Melbourne Cup win of 93.
Vintage Crop, I got the tip 6 months out, 33-1.
Oh,
Didn't tell any of my friends.
Oh, that's no one. Nice.
It still comes up every Melbourne Cup.
And how much did you win?
It's called $33,000. $1,000 on it. 33-1. Went on a hotel room that night that had a grand piano in it.
Is that the Hackett Suite?
No, but I left in a wheel. wheelchair like Graham Hackett.
But sadly, there was no repeat this year.
I went down to the police station to report a theft. Okay. I named Frankie Vittori.
What happened?
I took $300 worth of bets. And one was on El Paradiso to win, and one was on El Paradiso and Vow and Declare for a quinella.
Oh,
$300 outlay would have got me $10,000.
Oh, my God.
Who was on board that horse? Was it Captain Scatino? He would have done a better job of keeping that thing in a straight line.
Jane had this bombshell.
There's a chance that a horse that I've got a little bit of...
What?
Hang on a minute.
A little bit
could
in.
Be
could be running in the oak.
What the hell?
It'll be very, very... It's
you know
a big outside if it gets through.
Here's my fear.
What?
If it wins...
Yes.
There'll be another Australian movie and I'll have to be in it again. Who will play you?
Yeah.
Oh, Olympia Valance.
All right, okay.
Scott Darlow performed his latest single, Forgotten Australia. And he gifted Mick a cowbell signed by Richmond legend Michael Roach.
I formally announced this cowbell open. Can I tell you the last gift you gave me,
yep.
And they were beautiful. There were two boomerangs for my boys.
Mm.
They're no longer allowed to take them to school.
Were used as weapons.
I believe there was an incident.
Kitty Flanagan let us in on her trick to shut down shop assistant small talk.
I think if you give them a fine or a good, you're saying no follow-up question, please. And I especially don't want, got any plans for the weekend? Oh. I'm 51. No, I don't. Have a look at my purchase. I'm buying beige underpants. I clearly have no plans for the weekend.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers has a new book, and Jane was surprised to discover one particular title listed in his books that blew my mind.
Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte.
That's a book that really blew me away.
So now all I'm seeing is the Red Hot Chili Peppers tour bus coming into town with Flea sitting at the back reading Jane Eyre. What's going on? It's not rock and roll.
My perception of rock and roll and yours might be really different.
I'm trying to imagine your book writing process. I see you sitting down at a table in your underpants with a feather quill.
Yes, there were a lot of underpants involved. But I wore a tweed jacket and both had a monocle and sat by a fireplace with dogs at my feet.
12 bottles of French wine were delivered to the International Space Station.
They're going to find out how weightlessness and space radiation affect the aging process.
In fact, I think they've been serving alcohol in space.
Have they?
For a while. We've got a rare reference of Neil Armstrong landing on the moon.
Oh, have you?
One giant leap for mankind. Come here, Neil. Here. I guess stop, Neil. Where's Buzz? Buzz?
Oh, what about this one?
Houston, we have a problem.
We only have Merlot.
Santo Chilauro brought in a musical relic to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the D-Gens 5 in a row.
At the risk of sounding like the secret sound competition, what is this sound? It's a casingle.
Oh, my.
Recommended price, $2.99. I wanted to listen to this yesterday, and it wouldn't play. It just wouldn't play. One of my boys asked whether it was geo-blocked.
ARIA Hall of Famer John Paul Young joined us, and Mick somehow dragged him into questioning the credentials of a certain other inductee.
Daryl Braithwaite is Hall of Fame for his solo work, which to me is, I'm not convinced.
He even had a tenuous connection with a Grammy, and he tried to throw that one on me once, and I wouldn't accept it. Wouldn't accept it.
Just to be clear, you don't think Daryl Braithwaite should be in a Hall of Fame?
Certainly not.
Don't encourage him.
Ahead of taking to the track for Oaks Day riding Jane's horse Victory Approach, Mick had some pressing questions for trainer and jockey Michelle Payne.
What is going on? Like a week ago, Jane didn't even own a horse. Because this thing goes, it's in the Oaks.
We had set up for lease, and Jane had been an owner with me, with Tenacity Me, so it was very nice to be able to offer her a share.
Michelle, how's your weight?
Oh, beg your pardon.
This is a rare opportunity to ask a woman about her weight.
It's going pretty well, actually. I've been working very hard on the farm.
And yesterday, with Jane at Flemington, Adam Rosenbach's co-hosted the show.
As a former greyhound owner, I understand.
That's right.
I understand the heights that these days can reach.
The track's being downgraded to wet, and since Jane arrived, the marquees have been upgraded to dry.
There was a microscope on Dave Hughes' racing attire.
I didn't know whether he was attending the races or auditioning for Showboat.
He had a boater hat on.
I don't know. Was Dave Hughes or was Tom Sawyer at the races?
You know what I'd like to see happen is somehow a young Dave Hughes from 1987 comes to the future.
Yeah.
And punches an old Dave Hughes.
Don't wear boaters.
And knocks the boater off his hat. Where did that idea come from?
But the week was all about Jane's Oaks journey.
How'd you go? Was it last?
I think she might have come last. But you know what? We were just so excited that we had a runner in the Oaks, and that was the attitude we took all the way.
Congratulations on being in it and being part of it.
Thank you, Rosie, for stepping in. And Nikki, thank you for giving me such a treat.
So, Jane, what has it been like out in the public area this afternoon?
I beg your pardon, I didn't quite catch that.
Again, thanks to Maddie Dow putting that all together. Our week in review.
Thanks, Maddie.
And we are done and dusted for another week. Have we got time to go around the grounds? Let's do it.
Okay, let's go to Melbourne Spiderbait.
Spiderbait. They are...
Got to go and see them. They're at the Forum on Saturday at 7pm. Go and get tickets at Ticketmaster.
Awesome. What's happening in Sydney?
A showdown in the showground. Get fired up. It's barbecue time, everybody.
Oh, look out.
That's on Saturday and Sunday. Hawkesbury Showground.
Adelaide. This is one of the best air shows in the world. The Edinburgh Air Show 2019.
That's brilliant.
Come
Where's
on,
that?
Petrol heads, and get out to the air show.
Yeah, it's at the RAAF base in Edinburgh. You can go and see that one.
All right.
Oh, Perth, Walk for Brain Cancer.
Good on you, Perth.
Go along if you want to get up early on a Sunday morning. It'll be a beautiful morning. Weather's going to be great. 9am formalities start. And the walk starts at 9:30 near the Boatshed Restaurant at Sir James Mitchell Park, everybody.
Brisbane, it's Remembrance Sunday. You go down to Fort Lyall History and Military Precinct. You'll be on at Hobart. The Hobart Rum Festival.
Oh, hello.
It might be worth the trip, I reckon. Avalon Theatre, 52 Melville Street, Hobart.
Newcastle, go and see our great mate Effie in Love Me Tinder.
Effie, oh my God.
You can see her at Lizotte's Castle November 9 at newcastlelive.com.au for tickets. And
the Gold Coast, home of Triple M Gold Coast.
That's it, 92.5.
G'day everyone up there Saturday.
What's happening there?
You can go and see Movies Under the Stars, How to Train Your Dragon, Hidden World. Go along and enjoy
it's
that.
It's a drive-in.
It's a drive-in. Yeah. Well, we'll be still out of the stars next week. Brendan Nelson, hello, Tom Gleisner,
Remembrance Day.
Matt Preston, Hamish and Andy, Bachelorette Angie and the winner, and Dave O'Neill.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete, and with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.